Blog Talk Radio.
Opportunity to worship the Lord. Amen. And thank you, Father, for this opportunity. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here. and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And I want to thank the Lord for every opportunity that he gives us to meet together. It's a very precious and wonderful thing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sustain me. I understand how that feels. So I want to thank the Lord that we are still here in the land of the living. We're still doing his will. We're still growing. We're still turning away from our wicked ways. And we hope one day to be before the throne of God, a part of the family of God, not in a place where we're facing eternal damnation, but having received eternal life. Amen? That is our hope. That's our desire. But we don't want to go by ourselves. We want other people to join in. And so we are continually praying for our family and for others that we love and care about who still have not been convinced that Jesus Christ is the only way. Amen. There are so many that are not only not in the valley of decision, they're not even interested in God at all. They think they can continue to live their lives on their own strength. We all know that that's a fallacy and a lie. But they haven't discovered that yet. So we're believing God to open their eyes and to end the blindness that the enemy of our souls has blinded their minds with, that they might see the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners, and we want to thank you for joining us in the name of Jesus Christ. We encourage everyone to join us on our webpage, and our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. Whether you're on a computer or on a cell phone, you may do so using your browser. If you are on a cell phone, when the page comes up, you will see three lines across a black background. Click that. That is the link to all the other links. And you'll see as soon as you click it, all the other links open up to you. We encourage you to join us in the MIC radio chat because that's where we all are, greeting one another in the name of the Lord. And by all means, sign in and say hi to everyone. Brother Bill will say hi to you, and so will everyone else. If you're on a computer, we encourage you to do the same. When the page comes up, www.miracleinternetchurch.com, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Praise the Lord. We encourage you to open two windows, one window for MIC Radio Chat so you can say hi to everybody and see all the scriptures as they're being posted, and the other window for sermons. And when that window opens up, just scroll down to upcoming broadcasts. And here we are. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, I can remember not too long ago, in fact, not too long ago at all, when my mother passed and I was staying in the hospital with her, oh, almost around the clock. And I remember hearing the sound go off. When, you know, they have this monitor, and when they stop breathing and their heart stops and their blood pressure drops, it goes off. And I remember hearing it. And I remember when the nurse came in and she was going to try to revive my mother, and I told her to stop. I said, no, that's not what we're doing. We have a do not resuscitate, and that's what we're going to do. So you know how that is. They have a code. The whole team comes in. And they want to try to do something. And I keep telling them, no, that's not what we're going to do. So they wanted to try something. So I knew she was already gone. So I said, well, go ahead. So when that didn't work, then they finally agreed with me. And everybody was so sad. And I sat up in the chair that I was in, and I said, no, this is her coronation. This is her going home party. This is her graduation. She's gone to be with Jesus. And a lady there, one of the nurses was about to cry. I remember when my mom passed. I said, yes, but my mother has gone to be with Jesus. And there's nothing to cry about. Because Jesus has come to get her. And she's gone home now. And I want to thank you all for coming to her going home party. I appreciate everything that you've done for her. You are a wonderful staff. You attended to us well. And now she's with the Lord. And there's nothing more we can do for her but call the funeral home. And I thank you very much. And I was smiling. And they were in shock. You see, there is grace sufficient for every situation. Amen? There is grace sufficient. The Lord never leaves you, and he never forsakes you. He's there with you, no matter what you walk through. Amen? Those were very tender moments for me, but I decided that that was a celebration point. It was not a point to cry. There's nothing to cry about. I'd already done that part, and there was no point in repeating it. She was with Jesus. I was at peace. And we had done what we could do for her. So I give my condolences to all who have lost a parent recently and a loved one recently. I've been in your shoes many times. And the Lord will heal every hurt. The Lord will help you through this time in a very special way. God is very, very tender with us when we go through these situations. And so lean heavily on the Lord because he will bring you through. Whatever you need, he will provide. And yes, we are praying for you because we do love you. And the Lord loves you too. Don't forget that. Amen? Amen. So God bless you all. And we know that when we are absent from the body, we are present with the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, I believe it's time for us to enter into prayer with our Heavenly Father. You know, these days that we're living in are very interesting and very trying, and they require special patience from us, not just with the Lord, but with other people and with ourselves. As these days continue, try to be a little more patient with yourself because you will find out that you're actually responding to life situations spiritually and emotionally. And you need to cut yourself some slack sometimes. That's right. None of us are perfect. All of us are growing. There are no perfect people on the planet. Amen? So every now and then, cut yourself some slack. Allow yourself some peace. Allow yourself to experience whatever emotion you must experience. And then ask the Lord to help you through it. You don't have to suppress your feelings as if you don't have any feelings at all. That's not wise. But there's a better way to handle them. Amen? Yes. When our parents leave, we cry. That's normal and expected. We miss them. We love them. But we know where they are, and so we have peace at the same time. But even if that's not the case for you, and some other situation presents itself, allow yourself some time. Maybe not at the moment that it's happening, but give yourself a few minutes of space sometime to experience the emotions that you're experiencing and then handle them with the Holy Spirit. Handle them with the Holy Spirit. Amen? You don't have to pretend that you're not human. That's not necessarily Christian. I know people do that, but that's really not what the Bible calls us to do. Remember, the scripture says, be angry and sin not. It didn't say you're not ever going to get angry. So cut yourself some slack every now and then, okay? Amen. God will still love you, and so will we. And you should love yourself as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you have told us from your holy word that you love us, that you love us unconditionally, and that your love for us will never fail. We want to thank you for that love, Lord, because there is no other source of true love besides you. We thank you for the grace that you have given us to love others and to love ourselves. It's a privilege and an honor to share love from your throne, from your heart, with other people. And we thank you for the love that we experience from you all the time. We give you praise, Lord, for all that you do in our lives. We want to thank you for the armor of God. We want to thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for your very presence in our midst, because you tell us, Lord, that when two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in our midst. We thank you for coming tonight, Lord. We thank you for being with each of us. And we take the territory in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid demons to interfere. We bind their interference in our technology in the name of Jesus. We bind their interference through our phones, through our laptops, through any electronic or technological device that we have. And we close those portals now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for grace. We thank you for grace sufficient for every single need. You tell us, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, to fear God and keep his commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. And that you will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. We want to thank you, Lord, for your love, for your protection, for your continual watch over our lives, and for your direction and guidance and counsel and wisdom. We thank you. We don't take you for granted, Lord. We give you praise for who you are. We honor you and we reverence you in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for the Holy Spirit. You didn't have to share him with us, but you did. We're forever grateful, Father. We are forever grateful. And from our positions seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit of heaviness. The Bible says that you appoint unto them that mourn in Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you might be glorified. Father, we thank you for grace sufficient. We thank you, Lord, that you have already borne our griefs and our sorrows in Jesus' name. And that when we allow you to, we experience your joy. We thank you for the joy. We open our arms wide to receive, Lord, because your joy is our strength. We thank you, Father, the ability and the strength to cast all of our cares upon you, because you care for us. And we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ, and we come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar spirits, electronic and technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting devils, sleep deprivation devil, sorcery devils and their attack, all seducing, womanizing, drone and whoredom spirits and their attacks. We bind the Havana syndrome, brain changes and injuries, and all remote viewing devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all sonic and audio weapons in the name of Jesus. We bind all the voices of the stranger in their attacks and all targeted radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. And we empty all cauldrons and overturn them and the chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Latin American, Caribbean, Chaldean, Egyptian, Buddhist black magic, Santeria black magic, and all black and white magic and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, and each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog, the Mandela effect, and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind spiders in their webs, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity and supplanting in Jesus' name. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, block, besmirch, hinder, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Jesus' name. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind and all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom, and we chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry and every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Basilek, Molech, Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Python, Baphomet, and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon, and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We break the powers of every demonic ritual and ceremony in Jesus' name, including the meanings, in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft with all codes and triggers and tumors and their pagan sources. We send it right back according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures in Jesus' name. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcrafts back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven, and we bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief and whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for those who are still trapped in Afghanistan in Jesus' name. We pray for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Thank you, Father, for that right hand that's always saving us. Amen. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pull out every voodoo pin, every spear, needle, fiery dart, all points of voodoo and hoodoo in Jesus' name, and all witchcraft, and we return it wherever it came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We forbid continual attacks, and we ask you, Father, to burn up any voodoo dolls that have been made concerning any of us or our family members in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your love covering us continually. And we disconnect ourselves from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, consents, garlands, leagues, pacts, pledges, vows, and any form of agreement with the demonic realm. We break down walls of protection around shamans, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. We break the power of curses, hexes, spells, vexes, fetishes, charms, all psychic warfare, witchcraft, voodoo, magic, mind control, potions, bewitchments, death, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, all prayer chains that are ungodly, incense and candle burnings, incantations, ungodly blessings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, and all tribal rituals and sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, we forgive anyone who has sinned against us and against our family, and we release them to the Holy Spirit now, Father, for conviction of sin in the name of Jesus Christ. We forgive them according to the scriptures and by your word, Lord. You asked us to do this. You said if we would do this, it would be pleasing in your sight because we're walking in the law of love. Amen. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for teaching us the right way, the righteous path. We thank you for your blessings in our life, Lord. We thank you for every gift, every encouragement, every word and every hope, Lord, every word of hope and comfort in Jesus' name. We give you praise and we thank you. Amen. Praise God. Now, I have an announcement for, who is this? Praise 2021. You said that you didn't understand how to work in our Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. So if you will come up and go into the MIC radio chat and scroll up before today's announcements, you will see that I posted what you put in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And then I also posted immediately thereafter what's expected. Amen. I formulated a prayer on your behalf so that you could see the difference and understand what the instructions are. This is not new. It's actually the same thing we have been doing for some time. It's that some people got off path, and so correction was brought to bring everyone back into agreement and in order. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And if there's anyone else who did not understand, you may scroll up and read it as well. It's in the MIC radio chat. Just continue to scroll up, and you will find it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. Father, Brother Bill, I need you to do something. I need you to give a very brief prayer for that person. There's some persons that have been attacked by COVID and persons that we don't know that have been attacked by COVID, and I need you to pray for them momentarily, sir. Thank you.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over the assassin spirit, the death spirit. We bind every devil that is trying to take their lives. And in the name of Jesus, we remit their sins. And in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we take authority over every new strain that has been released, every attack, every biological and chemical weapon is bound in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father God, to send your warring angels to war for all of these people. We bind up all the symptoms. We bind up every spirit that's trying to take their lives right now. And in the name of Jesus, we bind up all medical mistakes. And Lord, we ask you to show these people to seek your face in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we just release healing and life over them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed. We bind the strong man in all of them, and everything has been released in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Lord, the blood of Jesus over all them. We soak them in the blood, and we release healing and life in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Praise you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that are struggling for their next breath, we ask you to unclog their breathing passage. We bind pneumonia. We bind inflammation. We bind excess mucus. So infection or bacteria that are unwanted and unneeded. We break the mechanism of action of COVID in Jesus' name. We break the mechanism of action in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Unclog, unclog, unclog in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise for your mercy and your grace. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, saints, the Lord wants to talk to us about us. Amen. And him. And our relationship with him. And the title of this message is Secure in Jesus Christ. Secure in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Saints, if we live our existence in this world being continually overcome by the desires of the self-will, we may find ourselves in uncomfortable situations. That's right. If we keep allowing ourselves to walk in our own will and the desires of our own will, we will most certainly find ourselves in some very uncomfortable situation. Because the Bible says that if we walk in the flesh, it produces death. And Jesus can't lie. To walk in the Spirit produces life and peace. But to walk in the flesh produces death. The scriptures say that. Brother Bill, if you'll find that scripture and post it, I would appreciate it. Thank you, because I didn't write that one down. There may be a tendency or a proclivity to feel fearful, anxious, unsafe, or apprehensive when considering our present or future circumstances. Now think about that for a moment. Think about that. When we're in the flesh and we're thinking about something that's coming up that might be a matter of concern for us, if we're in the flesh, this is a good way to find out. You'll begin to feel fearful or anxious or unsafe or apprehensive when you think about it. That's a good indicator that you're in the flesh and not in the spirit. That's right. Very good indicator. It's like one of those red flags. And you say, oh, I'm in the flesh. That's the time to do something about it, by the way. Not 4 days later. That's the time right then to do something about it. But if we allow for change, remember, we're supposed to be turning from and forsaking our wicked ways, remember? But if we allow for change to enter our lives, we can begin to live a life which is directed by the Spirit of God. Yes, we can make a change for the better. And no one can make us do it. We must choose to do it ourselves. In this new life, we can be delivered from our old habits and our old desires. We can discover that faith is greater than fear. We can discover that peace is greater than stress. We can discover purity is greater than insecurity. And we can discover that being at ease is greater than dread. we can discover that faith is greater than fear, that peace is greater than stress, that security is greater than insecurity, and being at ease is greater than dread. Many times, fear, stress, insecurity, and dread is due to our own unbelief in Jesus Christ, in his word, and in his power. That's right. The Lord says that we have unbelief in him, in his word, and in his power. Now, granted, by now, it's not as much unbelief as we used to have, but we still have it. Amen? In Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 22, the Lord has something to say. Jesus was speaking, and he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus is speaking now, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, they hear them and they do them. They hear them and they do them. They perform them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That's called a solid foundation. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. Why not? For it was founded upon a rock. That's interesting. All right, verse 26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. You heard it, but you didn't do it. Yes, you heard it, didn't do it. Shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. My, how interesting. You know, I have seen this situation. Not too long ago, it was a few years back, we had this hurricane. It wasn't such a terrible hurricane, but it was a hurricane or a tropical storm. I can't remember which one it finally became. And the news people showed parts of Volano Beach and homes that had been built without one of those walls. You see, there's a wall that they put up that's to protect the house. It keeps the sand from caving in on the house. And some had it and some didn't. The ones that had it did not fall apart completely. But many of the ones that didn't, their houses fell apart from the bottom. The sand washed away and you could see the refrigerator and the broom and other items in the kitchen falling out of the bottom of the house. I had never seen that particular sight before. And I believe one house almost washed away to sea completely. So I have a good picture in my mind of what the Lord is saying here. He's saying that the very same circumstances that happened to the wise man happened to the foolish man. The difference was that the wise man heard what Jesus said and did what Jesus said, and he had a better outcome. Foolish man heard what Jesus said but didn't do what Jesus said, and he had a horrible outcome. And some of us, unfortunately, are still doing verse 26. We are hearing what Jesus has to say, but we're not doing what Jesus says to do. And he's warning us that that is foolish and that it will bring destruction if we don't change. Amen? Amen. You see, when we fail to believe or when we choose doubting instead of faith, we do not have courage necessary to carry out God's instructions to us. You see, we believe, then we receive. The believing must come first. And when we fail to believe or when we choose to doubt instead of exercising faith, because you know we do have a choice and we make those choices every day, we don't have the courage released to us that we would have had we been in faith. That's right. The courage that's necessary to carry us through to a successful end, we fall short. Why? Because we're in disobedience. We're in rebellion. That's right. And rebellion does not bring the same fruit as humility and obedience. Praise the Lord. I think we've covered that before. In this passage, we find the very same trouble to both persons. They both got the exact same trial. They both had to build a house. They both had to make a choice where they were going to build it. What was the foundation going to be? And each made their choice. One wise, one foolish. The wise had a very good outcome. Their house didn't fall apart. But the foolish made the wrong choice, because that's what fools do. They continually make wrong choices. That's part of what the Bible teaches you about being foolish. It causes you to make wrong choices over and over and over again. Because you see, we serve the only wise God. And when we walk in foolishness, we are not walking in the character and nature of Jesus Christ. We are not being Christ. Amen. So, therefore, we find in this passage two different outcomes. Each person, the wise man and the foolish man, had the opportunity to decide what to do about the situation. Each one. They both had the same opportunity. So, you should meditate on this for a while and see what the Lord will say to you about yourself and your own decision-making practices. Amen? Amen. One was wise because he reverenced God enough to obey the direction. He reverenced God enough to obey the direction. You see, the reverencing has a lot to do with the decisions that you make. The other was foolish because he followed his own mind instead of God and was destroyed. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, beginning with verse 2, Ecclesiastes, that's in the Old Testament, right behind Proverbs. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, beginning with verse 2. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yes, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to everyone that he is a fool. And he does. If you've had the opportunity to observe this in life, you'll know that it is very much so. Amen? A fool goes around telling everybody that he's a fool. And he doesn't mind because he thinks he's absolutely wonderful, no matter what. You see, a small mistake can outweigh a lot of wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart leads him to do what is right. But a fool's heart leads him to do what's wrong. Amen? Fool's heart leads him to do what is wrong. It's like he has a proclivity and a strong tendency to always do what's wrong. It's difficult for him to make a right decision. That's right. That's the way that is. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, but without faith. That means when we're in doubt and unbelief, when we're in stress and insecurity, we are without faith, because faith doesn't carry those things. That's not the fruit you find with faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. So as long as we're in doubt and insecurity and stress and all of that, we're not pleasing the Lord. Why? Because faith pleases the Lord, and none of that is faith. For he that cometh to God must believe. Now, underline that in your Bible, must believe. He didn't say can believe if you feel like it at that moment. No. He that cometh to God must believe. Unbelief doesn't do that. Believing does that. We're called believers. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Well, there's more. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That means you can't take God for granted. You actually have to come up with some faith to get work done with God. That's right. Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 25. Hebrews 12:25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. They escape not who refused him that spake on earth. Much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. That's serious. We can't do that. Amen. We can't do that, saints. We can't just decide we're going to do it our way no matter what. Whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. We can't afford to ignore the Lord when he speaks. That's not wisdom, foolish. We're to give the more earnest heed to the things that he has said to us, lest at any time we let them slip. It's important to pay attention to what God has to say. When we are insecure, we are afraid of danger, whether it is real or imaginary. Let me say that again. When we are insecure, are afraid of danger, whether it is real or imaginary. Many times it is imagined and not based in reality due to our fears and inadequacies. Some people need to pray about this. Many times it's imagined, and it is not based in reality due to our fears and inadequacy. That's very serious. In these cases, the enemy gets a free ride. He doesn't have to feed us his lies. No, he doesn't have to do that because we make them up ourselves. Then we choose to believe our own lies. He doesn't have to do anything. We do it for him. We make them up ourselves out of our imagination. Then we decide we're going to believe our own imagined lies. Sometimes it takes the form of prejudice. And I'm going to tell you a little story. I think I've told it maybe once or twice before, but because it has happened to me and other persons that I know, I feel comfortable telling the story. Many, 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 many years ago, I was attending this church for the very first time. Not our church. Another church. And because I am a very focused person when I come to church, I tend to sit up front so that I can hear everything and not be distracted by people in the back and whatever else is going on in church. So I walked into this church and I went to the front row to see if there happened to be a seat, and there was one. And so I took that seat. And while I was sitting there looking at the pulpit and the people in the choir that were behind the pulpit, I noticed something. I was just watching, you know, just looking in general, looking at any particular person, but I noticed some women in the choir began to whisper to each other and to point their fingers. And so as I watched their body language and began to read their lips, I could tell what they were talking about. They were talking about me. And one of them was trying to tell one of the other of them that I had sat by her husband. Well, it so happened I didn't know anybody in that church. No one at all. I'd simply gone to the front row to find a seat. I found a seat and I sat in it. Now, who was sitting to my left and right, I did not know those persons. But one lady in the choir was telling this other lady that I came and sat next to her husband, as if that was supposed to be significant. I certainly didn't think it was. And she didn't know that I knew how to read lips. So the service went on, as services do. And at the end of the service, this group of ladies came down front, and I could tell that they were coming to speak to me. It was the lady that whispered to the other lady and a couple more of them. And they came by acting all coy and whatever you want to call it. Actually, they were downright hypocrites, to put it bluntly. And so they came up to me and say, "Hi, my name is," you know how that goes. And I knew what their program was. I had learned how to handle these kind of situations as a child, so I had no problems handling it as an adult. And so I spoke briefly, very briefly. I said, "Hello, how do you do? Nice to meet you. My name is," and then I picked up my purse and I left. I didn't look back. I didn't say another word. Now, you see, let me explain to you what took place if you're one of those persons that don't quite get it. There are people who are in churches, and they behave this way. It's very petty behavior. They look at people, and they decide, well, you might be interested and who I'm married to. They don't know you. They know very little or anything about you at all, but they decide in their own insecurity and in their own foolishness that you might be interested in someone that you're sitting next to that you don't even know who that person is. But because it's related to them, you might want them. Now, I've seen this foolishness take place in several churches. Sometimes I've even seen pastors' wives engage in such foolishness. It's wrong and it's sin. You have to actually walk in prejudice to get it performed. I've watched it happen to me and to other people. And you say, well, how does that relate? Well, you see, all of that kind of behavior finds a place in fear and inadequacy. Some of these people sit there, and males do it, but they handle it a little differently. Males do it too. And they decide that you have an interest in someone that you have no interest in at all. And you say, well, Lord, I'm just going to forgive them, and I'm going to let you handle them. That's the best way to do it. Because if you continue to interact with that person, they're going to make something of it, whether you have something nice to say or pretty much nothing at all. But you see, it's wrong to sit there with your little fears and your little inadequacies, and sometimes based on past failures in your life, and decide that you can prejudge this present situation, whatever it appears to be to you. That's just wrong. You know, there's this scripture that says, forgetting those things that are behind, I press. But everybody doesn't come to church to press, and we know that. Amen? So, sometimes we have imagined fears. They're not real. We sit there and give the devil full play if he wants to, but he doesn't have to because we're doing it ourselves. That's not right. That's not Christ-like. So, you see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says quite clearly in verse 18, let no man deceive himself. No man deceive himself. Don't sit there and lie to yourself and convince yourself that something is going on that is not going on. There are a lot of marriages and relationships that were going just fine until somebody decided that they were going to walk in deception. Only it's actually self-deception. I've seen some pretty bad cases of it, and it's awful. And no matter who comes to try to tell that person the truth, they will not receive it. No one can break through but the Holy Spirit. It's a very serious thing. Amen? Do not deceive yourself. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Don't deceive yourself. Tell yourself the truth and face it. Don't run away from it. Face it. The truth is this. Amen? You know there are people who hate to receive truth. They want to see the world the way they think the world is in their mind. And it blinds them from being able to see the world the way it really is to the Lord in fasting and prayer so that they can get the breakthrough that they need. When we are stressed, we are repeating the deception of worry over and over in a spiral until we are convinced that our worry and stress will actually solve the problem. We just keep rolling it over and over and over in our minds. And we just keep getting upset and upset, and stress hormones are being released and this and that and the other, and the blood pressure is going this way. And why? Because we're just keeping it rolling. We just keep it going. You know, the devil might help us get it started, but we won't let it go. We just keep rolling with it. That's a lie, you know. Worry and stress do not problem solve. If there is a problem, it needs an answer and or a solution, but it does not need stress and worry. If we choose to obey 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5, I'm going to start with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity, yes, you're going to arrest that thing. You've seen an arrest before. bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's right. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen? Amen. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. You're going to capture that thing. You're not going to just let it run wild and take you all over the place. You're going to stop it. You're going to bind it in Jesus' name. You're going to pull it down from its high place, and you're going to make it come subject to Jesus Christ. It's going to come subject to the Word of God. In 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 6, the Lord wants us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Well, how do we do that? By casting all of our care upon him, because he cares for us. He reminds us to be sober, to be serious, to be vigilant. We have to pay attention, because our adversary, the devil, and we do have an adversary, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. That means it's time for us not to be devourable. That's right. That's what we're supposed to do. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you, Jesus said. My peace I give unto you. Peace from the Holy One. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So as a result of me giving you my peace, Jesus is saying, do not allow your heart to be troubled. Don't allow it to happen. Neither let it be afraid. Don't allow your heart to move into fear. You have control in that area. You're expected to use it. You have authority in that area. You're expected to use it. That's right. The Holy Spirit, if we choose to obey these scriptures, the Holy Spirit will lead us into problem solving, not fretting. That's right. Choose to obey these scriptures. The Holy Spirit will lead us into true problem solving, not fretting. Sometimes we have a material or physical situation that must be addressed. So since we don't know what to do or how to properly address the issue, we activate fear, stress, and dread. That's walking in the flesh. We don't know what to do about it. We don't know how the problem's going to get solved. So we jump in our emotions and start doing the same old things we used to do. We're in fear, stress, and dread. Well, saints, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Fear, stress, dread, and insecurity are not scriptural methods of problem solving. That's not the Bible way. God does not honor that. God will not honor those things at all. Remember in Hebrews 11:6. God said to us that without faith, it is impossible to please him. If we're going to walk in those things, we're not in faith. What Hebrews 11:6 clearly saying is that we must learn to believe the word of God and not our own thoughts. We must learn to believe the word of God over and above our own thoughts. our own feeling, our own, this is the way we've always done it. This is the way we did it growing up. Remember, we're changing. We're transforming. We're forsaking our wicked ways, and we're discovering that God's ways are higher, better, and more powerful. Amen? In Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 25, Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 25, therefore I say unto you, Jesus is saying, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for your life. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, what shall go into the gas tank, where will you live, what will you wear? And on and on and on it goes. Nor yet for your body, what shall you put on? Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment or clothes? He says, take no thought for your life. Amen. You ought to put your initials right there, reminding yourself that you have agreed with the Lord, that he's telling the truth, and that this is what you're going to do. In verse 26, behold the fowls of the air. Look at the birds. For they sow not, neither do they reap. They're not sowing and reaping. They're just flying around doing their thing. Nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Think about it. He takes care of everything that he created. So you're at the height of his creation. Don't you think he would take care of you? Amen. Matthew 6, beginning with verse 28. Matthew 6, beginning with verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment, for clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not. They don't check in and out of a time clock. They don't punch a time clock. They don't do that. They don't go to work all day, take a lunch break for 30 minutes, and go right back. They don't do that. Neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Mm-hmm. Therefore, here it is again, take no thought. Don't take that thought. Don't. You have control over that, whether you take the thought or not. He says, don't do it. Remember the man who heard what Jesus said and did what Jesus said? He had a rock for a foundation, and his house didn't fail. But the one who heard what Jesus said and didn't do it, his house was destroyed. Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. The Gentiles, yes, the people that don't know God. That's what they meant here. People that are not covenant people. They're running around chasing all over the world, trying to find everything they think they want, what they need. That's what they do. You're supposed to be trusting your Heavenly Father. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But, and here comes the instruction, seek ye first, F-I-R-S-T, not L-A-S-T, F-I-R-S-T, first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of living. And all these things shall be added unto you. So much for the rat race. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. Put him first. Put your relationship with him first. Not down the list somewhere after 20 other things on your list. And these things shall be added unto you. That's what he said. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Because of my unbelief? Yes. For verily I say unto you, that if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Why? Because you got rid of your unbelief. That's why. And you finally made it into faith. There. He didn't say you had to have the biggest faith in the world. Why? Because mustard seeds are extremely small. However, they're highly effective. Small, but power-packed. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Amen. Jesus can't lie. Remember that? He can't lie. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, believe, underline the believe, if you can do this, all things are possible to him that believeth. Not him that walks in doubt, fear, unbelief, stress, and inadequacy. Insecurity. Him that believeth. Some people stay in depression when they don't have to be in it because they refuse to believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. How awful. They could change, you know, and see good. If you're one of them, I encourage you to do so. Make the change. You've been given power and authority over the power of the enemy. Make the change. Amen. Make the change. It's a needed change, a necessary change. Make the change. Amen. Make the change. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Let's see. James chapter 1. I'm beginning with verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. Comes deceiving your own selves. That's what the second man did. He heard the word, but he didn't do the word. And as a result, he walked in self-deception. You see, truthfully speaking, the chairs, the carpet, the pews, the walls, for all practical purposes, you may as well say they hear the word too. But you're called to do it. Not just to hear, but to actually execute it. It makes a difference. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass or in a mirror. He's standing there looking in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself, he sees himself in the mirror, and then he goes his way. And as soon as he does that, he forgets what manner of man he was. He forgets what he saw in the mirror. You're looking in the mirror. You can see that your nose is moved to the wrong side of your face. You put the mirror down and walk off as if nothing needed to be changed. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, and continueth therein. He lives in it. He doesn't visit it. He makes his life abode in the word. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen? Amen. That is so. That is so. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we should know that the trying of our faith produces patience. Some of us need to grow there. I think all of us do, to be honest. When we're exercising our faith, we have to exercise patience as well. It's important because it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. Amen? Verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith or if you're backslidden. Prove your own self. That's right. Take a good look at you. Am I in faith? Am I in faith in this situation, in this situation, in this situation, and in that situation? Am I, or am I backslidden? Am I in unbelief? And am I in fear? Am I doubting? What am I doing? Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Proof that what can't be seen will be seen. I'll let you think about that for a while. The Lord says to us in Romans some important words. So we should be fully persuaded of God's unfailing love for us to the point of complete assurance of good. We should be fully persuaded of God's unfailing love for us to the point of complete assurance of good. So in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, Romans chapter 8, verse 32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If he didn't even spare his own son, but he delivered Jesus Christ up for us, how can it be that such a giving and faithful God will not give us freely all things along with Jesus Christ? Perhaps you should explain this to your Heavenly Father. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Why? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That we might know, not wonder, know things that are freely given to us of God. As long as we are in Christ Jesus and Jesus lives in us, we should believe that we are safe, secure, loved, and cared for. That's right. That's what we should believe. But you know, sometimes we don't believe that because we don't act as though it's so. In Genesis chapter 28, verse 15, God says to his people, behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. For I will not leave thee. For I will not leave thee. The Lord says that he's with us. He'll keep us wherever we go because he won't leave us. Do we believe that? I was wondering, do you really believe that? Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not. Well, why not? For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Well, God can't lie. Either you believe him or you don't. It's up to you. It's a choice you must make. Psalm 139, verse 7. Psalm 139, verse 7. Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. In other words, no matter where I try to or attempt to go, you're there, and you're already there for me. So why am I fretting? Why am I fearful? Why is there anxiety? Why is there stress? Why is there insecurity? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. See, he hasn't left yet. He's not going to leave. He's guaranteeing that he will be with us. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. But do you believe that? Do you? Psalm 31, verse 24. Psalm 31, verse 24. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Be courageous. Good courage. Be courageous, and you'll get more strength for your heart. He didn't say become disheartened and quit. He said be of good courage, and then you'll get more strength for your heart. Psalm 37, beginning with verse 23. Psalm 37, beginning with verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Notice it does not say suggested by the Lord. It said ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why not? For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You mean God gives orders? Yes, he does. Psalm 27, verse 13. Psalm 27, verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I just kept believing that God would make it work out for my good. I just kept at it. I just wouldn't stop. I just kept going. I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't give up. I just kept believing. And I believed and I believed and I believed and I believed. Isaiah 41, verse 13. Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Who has a God so near them and so close to them as we have? Buddha doesn't promise this to anybody. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 26. Proverbs chapter 3, verse, give you a second to get there. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 26. Amen. We know about Proverbs chapter 3, don't we? We go there frequently. In fact, we go there every day, don't we? Amen. Yes, we should. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. My confidence? Yes. We don't need to be afraid of disaster or the plots of wicked men because the Lord is with us and he protects us. Amen? But do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Recast. Amen. Recast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. time to grow some more. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. We have so many testimonies. I can only go through about half of them tonight. Just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Sister Marla has a praise report. I was singing, Jesus, your blood covers us. Release your angels. Give them charge over us. The Holy Spirit began to speak justice. Everything, my judgment, and he gave me scriptures, Ezekiel 7:3. Now is the end come upon thee, and I will send my anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and I will recompense upon all thine abominations. So praise you, Lord, that you are fighting this battle for Sister Marla, that you are in the middle of this. We give you praise, honor, and glory that this long battle is about over. We thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Cyril Doria says, thank be to God, and also praying saints for the request I posted yesterday to stop the storm. Apart from some thunder and severe weather, didn't stay here. Praise the Lord. So this morning I was looking outside my window, and I normally love trees and leaves, and to my surprise, I saw something on a tree hanging. I thought it was a bit weird. Well, to my surprise, a little bird was hanging, this being the third bird in 2 weeks. I remember in my prayers, as I was prompted by the Holy Ghost to anoint my door, my windows, my balcony, my door, even declaring the tree as sanctified and everything about me. Well, praise you, Lord Jesus. We just give you all the praise. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus, that no foul can come onto her property that is not of you, Lord. Praise you for that, Lord. We give you praise for that. In case this praise, I was praying over my dog, and she took a huge yawn of deliverance. Yes, saints, you got to pray for your pet. Spirits do attach to them. We give you praise for that. In case this praise, God. God is answering my prayer for our family to sing praise and worship to him together. This is very special to me. Also, I was directed to the teaching on praise as warfare, which is cementing the importance and desire of this privilege we have as saints. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. And one of my favorite songs is Power in the Blood, is one of my personal favorites. I use that in warfare all the time before I go into warfare. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. Poncho, I really like his praise report. Hi, I'm Poncho. I would like to share a couple of testimonies with my brothers and sisters in Christ. After my brain surgery, they removed my tumor, and I was left speechless and blind and vegetable. But God gave back my vision, and I'm not a vegetable. Hallelujah. And now I can even walk. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory. You can do all things that we can't even imagine. Thank you, Lord, for healing Poncho. And now Ariana has a praise report. The Lord, he was able to place me in driver's ed and band this year for my first week of school was good. Also asking that as I go to my performances this month that I'm covered in his blood. I also come in to praise you, Lord, for this. We just give you praise that you take care of our children. We praise you for that, Lord. And Robert, I had put a prayer request last week for God to help me sell some weights, and you know what they sold. Thank you, Lord, for that. We give you praise for that, Lord Jesus. And Dana, she says, hallelujah, my mom is stable and her oxygenation level is excellent. Praise God for his mercy. Thank you, Lord. Amori has a praise report. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for chastening and correction that I received in church today. I thank you for maturing me in Christ. I thank you for forgiveness of the past when I was wrong multiple times and being that know-it-all and naive teenager. But now you're growing me up to be a godly woman by restoring my faith and guiding me through the right path according to Psalms 23:3. And I just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. I praise you for that. Praise your poor. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Sister Marla has a praise report. I learned yesterday after listening to the sermon, we have been taking communion the wrong way for years. We use crackers and not bread. We're using bread now. Praise you for that, Lord. And she also says, a couple weeks ago, I called in for prayer, this continual war. I got hit with a very heart attack and didn't seem to fully recover, like it just kept going to destroy me and fell for Satan's lies. I called it the spiritual thing and felt natural, but it's been lifted and I've been delivered from it. And Jesus confirmed his miracle power yesterday. We'll just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. That is awesome, Lord. JC has a praise report. Seeing and driving like a champ during the night. Praise God. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Thank you, Lord, that JC can see at night to drive, that you're restoring JC's sight. Praise you for that, Lord. And SOG has a praise report. Wound that was 13 inches long and over 4 inches wide is now getting smaller. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is my healer and deliverer. My vision is fair and goes blurry, but I'm legally blind. But ain't God great? Because God is healing my vision. Praise you for that. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And the sister Nicole says she has a praise report. I had a spirit come out of me yesterday that was implanted me through witchcraft in a dream, and then I actually saw the person the next day in the park who was in a wheelchair, and he managed to astral project to me in a dream the night before and did some disgusting junk in the dream, and it's gone now. Thank you, Lord, for that. We just give you all the praise and all the glory. Saints, use the dream protocol. Do your spiritual warfare, and you will overcome in the sleep realms in your dream states. That will make a big difference. Let Jesus help you. You will overcome. It's part of your spiritual warfare. Deborah L. has a, the Lord revealed to me the source of devils attacking my daughter. Lord, I ask you just, Lord, I just ask you to bless her and to help her with that. And I thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And Tammy has a praise report. I placed a prayer request for Rick, who was in the hospital with COVID. Right away, his oxygen levels improved and his lungs are working on his own. He's doing much better. Praise God. Praise you, Lord, for that. And she had also put a prayer request in there for the dog who was suffering from a narrowing trach. And the Lord gave us wisdom to ask the veterinarian if he could give her a steroid shot. And he did. And everything's working out so much better. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you. And I'd also put a prayer request for my tooth, and the dentist addressed the issue. However, the procedure took much longer than it should have. New office staff had not been trained properly, so I expressed my dissatisfaction with the mistakes and all the time it was costing me and the money, and the dentist decided to discount my bill by half. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's awesome when you help us with that. Praise you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord Jesus. And JC has a praise report. Thanks for being in agreement, saints. As far as I can tell, both inspections by contracts who arrived this afternoon to survey water damage on two different locations in my home was favorable, and I will get the determination from the insurance company in about a week. We praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And Amori has a praise report. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the ability to receive help on behalf of the debit card. They gave me a new one, and thank you, Lord, for protecting me. Thank you, Lord, for protection. You protect our finances. And JC has a praise report. Thanks for being in agreement, saints. As far as I can tell, both inspections are doing good, and everything's working out. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Deborah L. has another appraisal report that the homeless people that were surrounding her property that she was responsible for have been removed. And thank you, Lord, for that, that you've worked that out. And AEF says, my daughter Samantha is healed and made whole after requesting the prayer of agreement and is much more at peace in her new job as a teacher. We just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. And in case this praise, as the pastor was praying to deliver me last night, things she called out were shown to me in a dream 2 days before. Fear, self-hate, inadequacy, false security, rejection. I'm grateful for God's Holy Spirit of truth that cannot lie. Thank you, MIC. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you do for us. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Jory says, I want to give a praise report. The devil was attacking my house. I asked my local federal politician's office to help because I couldn't get through to anyone in that unit. They were able to get through for me, and the issue was resolved completely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you for that. YDM has a praise report, just picked up results from the test of immunity for measles and mumps of all that. And thank you, Lord, that everything worked out good for that. Praise you for that. And KK says, praise God. Last Thursday at work, God showed me to permanently delete my database for my new business. I was shocked and surprised, but quickly obeyed. I was stupefied, and in my understanding, I was trying to figure out what next. I left the office for a break, and when I got back, I asked, what now? He told me print 7 different resources. I brought them home and planned to read them and bring them back to the office to keep for the reading that Friday. God told me to leave the papers at home. I obeyed. At work that day, I learned that it would be my last day allowed in the office. New protocol for the unvaccinated. I would not be able to print those things anywhere else. Among those pages were the tools and resources available that I'd had in my deleted database. They contain everything I need more as I transition to working at home. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Lord, you always show us what we need. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. These are wonderful praise reports. I praise you, Lord, for everything you're doing. We praise you, praise you, praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. These are awesome praise reports. The saints are growing and they're learning. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Just praise you. Pastor Sabrina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Father, we just want to thank you for all these praise reports who were absolutely wonderful. We want to thank you for a successful fast and for all these breakthroughs that came as a result of faithfulness and obedience to you, Lord. Thank you for having strengthened us in the fast and caused us to do those things that you would have us to do. You've been moving mightily among the saints, Father, and we thank you for your continued move in our lives in Jesus' name. And I was going to say something, but it slipped my mind. I know what it was. I'll do that later. Amen. But now, saints, don't think God is finished moving. He isn't. Still moving. That's right. Yes, we've completed the fast. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to do that. But he's not finished. He's going to keep moving. Amen? So keep listening, keep obeying, keep trusting, because God's not finished. Amen? He's still moving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was just so blessed listening to all the testimonies. God is really, and you all are coming forth telling the truth. God did this, God did that, God did the other. It's helping people's faith to grow. Amen. Not just yours, other people as well. show, saints. Yes, sir, I'll do that. Let's see, what do I want to say, Lord? All right, I know what I want to say. I had a financial challenge during the fast. Now, I usually don't have financial challenges during fast, so this was, I wasn't expecting this. And so it required the intervention of law enforcement. And so I moved in that direction, and the Lord helped me by simply telling me what to do. Now do this, do that, do this, do that. And as I did what the Lord said to do, the miracle moved forward. So what normally a person would have to wait, 10 days to have resolved, I had resolved in 3. Amen? And the money was placed back in my account before the week was up, before the work week was up. So I want to thank the Lord for his, he tells me in his word that his word moves swiftly. And sometimes I've said, really? So this time I had to eat my words because he did, exceeding abundantly above all that I was asking or thinking. Amen. And I want to thank the Lord for that. Amen. It's encouraging. And there are other things that the Lord is doing. I had a surprise yesterday. My cousin dropped by the house and blessed me with something. And it really made my day. I said, well, thank you, Lord. You know that I didn't do what I could have done that day in the store. And you decided to bless me anyway. So, you know, God is really nice. That's a nice way to say it. God is really nice. He's not just God. He's nice. And if you're not experiencing that part, well, just spend a little more time with him. God is really, really very, very nice. And I think most of you know what I mean by that. Also, the Lord helped me on this fast to see some things that I was doing wrong. Now, if nobody else got correction but just a few of us, praise the Lord. He helped me to see some things that I was doing wrong, and he corrected me, told me what to do to fix the situation. So you see, God is fighting for us. It doesn't matter what circumstances are against us. God himself is fighting for us. Your congressman might not be fighting for you, and your councilman might not be fighting for you, but Jesus Christ is. And that is a blessing. Amen? That is truly a blessing. So we're going to go for a little while to our guest call-in numbers. And our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1 so that we'll know you want to talk to us. And area code 415. You're on the air live in Jesus.
Come here. Talk to the lady. Hello, Pastor Sabrina. I have my 16-year-old granddaughter here, and she would love to talk to you. She wants to know about the Lord, but she's going through things right now, and her name is Elena. Here, baby. Talk to her.
Hey, Sister Sabrina.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Yes, I can hear you. What question do you have?
I want the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Oh. Well, how did you come to that conclusion? How did you come to that conclusion? I don't know. Just, I don't know, like,
I really don't know. I don't, yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a suggestion for you.
Okay.
We have a featured book for tonight's worship service. And the link to it is in our MIC radio chat. And the name of the book is Baptism of the Holy Spirit, Endued with Power. You need to read that book.
Okay.
It's very inexpensive. You can download it to your cell phone, and you can read it. And after you've read it, I think you have, it's right there in the chat room. All you have to do is scroll up until you get to it. It's there. In fact, it's probably been posted at least once or twice. And click on the link. Just scroll up till you find it. It'll say featured ebook. And click on the link. It'll take you right to the book. And you can pay for it and download it to your cell phone, and you can read it.
Okay.
And after you've read it, if you have any questions, you need to email me at gproom@outlook.com. Amen?
Okay.
And
Amen.
We'll talk about it. And then when you're ready to pray, we will pray. All right? But I want you to know some things about the baptism of the Holy Spirit first. All right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for our sister, and I thank you for opening her understanding so that she can receive the teaching and encourage her, Lord, as she reads, to move forward in faith, that she might receive the blessing of the Father in Jesus' name. And all the saints said, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you for calling. God bless you.
God bless you.
Grandma.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Six. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 7867. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. All right. Praise the Lord. Maybe they stepped away. Area code 336. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Pastor Sabrina. This is Dina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing well. I had a few things I wanted prayer for. My eyes. I had the eye doctor said I had looks like I had cataracts, and three witches at work did like three blind curses. I sent them back, but one of them you actually had the little stick going down the hall like pretending she was blind. I'm like, what is she doing? But I had to, the Lord told me to return it back to her. But it seems like I see like some white on the brown, a brown of my eyes is white. What do you call it? A white ring around my eyes is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And
right.
I don't know what that is. And also, I got some other stuff if you don't mind. I'm gonna be
I'm
brief.
Listening.
Okay. I also have. I still feel those curses, like when they throw in the eye, the nose, the ears, and mouth. I want to know, is that mind control? I'm thinking that's mind control. What else could that be? Or is that just somebody astral projecting? I don't understand what that is.
Well, describe
because
what you're experiencing a little better.
Okay, they'll do like an eye curse. My eyes start itching. They do the nose curse. I either get stopped up or it'll run or itch. Ears are itch. Or mouth, they'll make it burn.
All right. They're just outright.
And then I'll feel some crawling in my hair.
They're attacking you. And what you do is you send every attack back in Jesus' name. They're attacking you. You also raise your shield of faith because it quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked. You use all your weaponry, all your warfare. You cover yourself in the blood. You tell the enemy that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. You see, the Bible says they come at you one way, but they flee seven ways. So you stand and you fight. Amen?
Okay.
Stand and fight. And you keep doing it. See, you have to learn
until
to be persistent.
Won, right?
That's right.
Okay.
You don't just say it one time, okay, I said that. No, you keep doing it. You see, in a war, they keep firing the artillery. They don't stop firing it. They keep firing it until the enemy is decimated.
Okay, got you.
Oh.
And one more thing. I found my mother dead in the house years ago in 1999, and I was wondering if there's something needed to be prayed by somebody. You know, I'm in a house where somebody died, and I don't know if there's anybody else died besides my mom in this house. And I touched my mother's hand, my grandmother's hand in the casket. But I did bind up, you know, transfer spirits and magic touch. But I don't know if I did it right before I touched her hand. I know I shouldn't have done that. Now.
All right.
And that's it. I know I had enough. That's enough. That's a mouthful.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift our sister before you in the name of Jesus Christ. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power. Every attack of every witch against her in Jesus' name. We return every attack. Just as we pray in the opening prayer, Father, we return every attack wherever it came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Because no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn it according to the scriptures in Jesus' name. We forbid continual attacks by witches in Jesus' name. We forbid continual attacks by witches in
Jesus' name.
The scripture said they love cursing. Let it return to them. So, Father, we thank you that the word of God is truth, and we stand on the truth of your word. We bind any poltergeist spirit that might still remain in the house, any death spirit in the name of Jesus, any spirit, any spirit of necromancy that might be in the house, any spirit attempting to mock the one that passed away, we bind in the name of Jesus. We command that spirit to leave. Any spirit that was transferred from the corpse to our sister, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Name of
we
Jesus.
Send it into the cave to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Deep breath and cough. Cough that out. Cough it out. Cough it out. Cough out all those attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack has been sent. We return it. Every attack. Every attack. Every attack must be sent in the name of Jesus Christ. Cataracts, we speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you. You have no business being there. We pull you out of the family lines. We bind every spirit of infirmity. Infirmity in the nose, in the mouth, in the throat, in the ears. Infirmity anywhere in the body. Family infirm spirits. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out now. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. You have no right to be there. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Her body belongs to Jesus Christ. It's his personal property. Come out of her. All those spirits that have been sent into her, we command them to come out now and leave in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for surrounding her with your warring, linking angels and the praising angels in Jesus' name. All those spirits of infirmity, Come out of the eye. Come out of the eye gate now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the eye gate in the name of Jesus. Come out of the eye gate in Jesus' name. Come all the way out into the gate to the beginning of judgment. Everything that has entered the eye gate from conception until now, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Everybody, deep breath and cough. Everything that has gone through the eye gate, come up and out now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we disconnect cataracts from our eyes forevermore in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With the blood stripes of Jesus, we disconnect cataracts from our eyes. Lord, we bind up the words. We bind up the words. We bind up the words. Those spirits in Jesus' name. We forbid any spirit to manifest those words in the name of Jesus. We bind the inordinate use of authority. Jesus, you're the blind man healer. You heal blinded eyes. Lord, you say, suffer not a witch to live. Break it in the name of Jesus. All those poisons that have been fed to her in the dream, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out of her now. There's no place for you. Come out. Come out now. All of those things that have been done to her in her sleep and in her dream, come out now. You're bound. Come out now. Cough those things out in the name of Jesus. Come out now. Every cauldron is overturned. On the worker of the cauldron. Every chalice is overturned in the name of Jesus Christ. Every witchcraft sacrifice is bound in the all the witchcraft sacrifices are bound and returned in Jesus' name. Return from wherever they came from in the name of Jesus. The occult is bound in Jesus' name and returned. Native American witchcraft, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is bound in Jesus' name, and the spell returns. All the spells, all the charms, all the fetishes, all the sorcery, all the magic, all the voodoo is bound. Come up and out now. Return wherever you came from. Go back where you came from. In the name of Jesus Christ. He said, every jinx, every potion, all the bewitchment spirits, go back where you came from. You're bound in the name of Jesus. You cannot stay. Go back where you came from. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of here. In the name of Jesus. We uproot all root workings done in the name of Jesus. All rooting We uproot you and return you wherever you came from in the name of Jesus, according to the covenant. Come on out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you rooted. Come out. All rooting. You come up and out now. We uproot you in the name of Jesus Christ. We curse you at the root as Jesus did the fig tree. Come up and out. All the powers worked against her. Return wherever you came from in Jesus' name. All the powers worked against her. You return. Toss that thing out. All the powers worked against her. Return where you came from in Jesus' name. Toss that thing out. Toss it out. Toss it out. Toss it out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All that incense and candle burning, return wherever you came from. Everything conjured up is returned in the name of Jesus Christ. Returned. Boomerang. Boomerang. Cough that out in Jesus' name. Cough it out in the name of Jesus. Come on out of her. Come on out of her. Spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Come up and out of her. Wait, spirit. Weighed down. Wait, spirit. Come up and out. Bound in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. You have no right there in Jesus' name. Come on out of her. Come on out. Even down the family line. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on now. So you're bound. Go back where you came from in Jesus' name. Go back where you came from. Reki baba baba sa. Reki da da brisa da da brika da di duo suta da brika di. Reki si esha da da di di. Spirit in the pulpit, you're bound in Jesus' name. That spirit from the pulpit, you're bound. Go back where you came from in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Reke de Deus por regisa da da breca de dia ha rokota. Sha regisa da da breca de Deus por regisa. Come on out of her. Come out of her now in Jesus' name. Regisa da breca de Deus por regisa. Holy fire on all these spirits, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy fire on all these spirits in Jesus' name. Seven times worse, you're bound. Come out in Jesus' name. Go back where you came from in the name of Jesus. Amen. Area code 814, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 814, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. All right, we'll go on to the next person. Praise the Lord. Amen. Area code 813, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. This is Vanessa. I'm just calling in because I have a couple of things I would like to share. A while back, I called a very, very wise person I was talking to, and she was giving me some advice. I didn't take it too well. I didn't take it too well, and you know, I was kind of upset, and I felt a strange kind of way and everything, and I just, like, I never really dealt with it. But during this fast, the Lord brought that back up to me, and I realized it was what we call the spirit of offense. And the spirit of offense is kind of like, to me, it kind of operates similar to the spirit of fear, kind of like a gatekeeper. It just try to piggyback in on other things. And I was looking back at the scripture that says, when an unclean spirit is cast out, it goes away, seeking dry place for rest. And then when it can't find anywhere or whatever, because the scripture is also saying those spirits do get tired. That means they have legs just like us. It has spirit. It has legs, and it gets tired. So he said, let me go back and look at my house, which is my body, that, you know, it was calling its house. So he goes and he gets 7 other more wicked spirits that's more wicked than itself, and then it pretty much piggyback in on those, because they, just like you always teach us, Pastor, a lot of us don't realize that we have, why you make us fast, a lot of us don't want to do it, and some of us don't understand, but I really get it this time. Because when we fast, it strengthens our spirit, man, and it sort of, we get elevated and sometimes promoted. So because there's some spirits that doesn't respond to just prayer, they're more the rank. In other words, I'm talking about the hierarchy right here. The rank is bigger than what we were before, so we always constantly have to fast to elevate ourselves so we can deal with these stronger spirits that's a little more resistant to prayer. And I thank you for encouraging us to fast. I know some of us don't want to do it sometime, but, guys, it's good for us. Also, I just want to thank that wise person that was trying to correct me that time, and I never received it. So one of the reasons I'm calling tonight is because I want prayers to get rid of that spirit of offense, which I know is hiding out somewhere in there. And I just want to thank you for that. And I also need some prayer for my mom, because she's just going through some stuff. And I think she's, like, sort of deteriorating. I know death and life is in the power of the tongue, but just for speaking purpose right here, and that's all right now. So I just want to thank that wise person that was trying to advise me on stuff, and I got into my feelings and didn't want to receive it. So I just want to apologize to that wise person. If she's listening, and maybe she knows she's listening, so I just want to thank you for your advice.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Because it's a blessing to be able to hear from God, and he can put us back on the right path. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind and break its grip and hold in Jesus' name. Every spirit of rejection, even rejecting truth. Even the rejection of truth, we bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit of offense in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of offense and every spirit of strife in Jesus' name. We command that spirit to come forth. We bind spirits of despair, rejection, and hopelessness. We bind a proud heart in Jesus' name. We bind roots of bitterness. We bind up strife of tongues in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. She doesn't want to. You got to leave. You must leave now in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. Ruka de la brisa. That some more of you have that spirit, you need to call. Some more of you have that spirit. Yes, you do. People bring correction to you. The Lord has people to bring correction, and you don't want to hear it at the time, for whatever reason. Deep breath and call. Clear it out. That spirit that rebellion likes to walk in relationship to, come up and out in Jesus' name. Even if it's a family spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. I'm easily offended. You know why? Because you got pride. Leviathan is there. So we bind Leviathan in the name of Jesus Christ and all the rest of the strong men in the name of Jesus. We command them to come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, it's one thing to say, I'm sorry. It's another thing to get the spirits cast out in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of deception in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of deception, come up and out. Backroom spirits, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. 7 times worse, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. Rica de la brisa de di. The Bible says, in fact, it's one of the scriptures that we had during the fast, that if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. We take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit of bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. Ooh, somebody has bitterness to mother. It's not her. It's somebody else. We bind that spirit in you in the name of Jesus. Cough that up, whoever you are. Cough it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Ancestral curses, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Spirits of error, you're bound in Jesus' name. Destroying spirits, spirits of unclean devils, unsubmissive, defensive argument, the spirit of error, unteachable, contention. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out. Every contentious spirit, spirit of the world, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. You can't stay there. You can't hide. And all the spirits that are thereby connected, all supporting devils, you're bound in the name of Jesus. You can't, lying devils, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Uh-huh. You can't stay. You can't hide. There's no place for you to hide from the light of the Lord. There's no place. All bondage is bound in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in with the holy fire and burn those devils out in Jesus' name. Be filled with the Holy Spirit, filled to overflowing. Take a deep breath. Father, we ask you, take this Father, we also pray for our sister's mother in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you reinstate, Lord God, a sound mind. As she ages, Lord, that you strengthen her mind, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the grace. We thank you for releasing the grace. We wrap her mind in the blood stripes of Jesus Christ, and we thank you for it, Father. Now, we're going to do just a tiny bit of general deliverance so everybody gets to cough, all right? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, repenting of every sexual sin that we have ever committed in our lives, and every sexual sin that's been committed against us, even in the dream world, in Jesus' name. And those that are being delivered said, amen. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you tell us to be pure, to keep ourselves pure. So we come before you, Lord, taking authority, dominion, and power over these spirits in Jesus' name. We bind lust, fantasy lust, masturbation, homosexual, adultery, fornication, incest, harlotry, bastard, idolatrous sex orgies, abusers of themselves with mankind, sodomite, anal and oral copulation, inordinate affection, lasciviousness, lewd emotions, filthy communication, obscene, blasphemy, profanity, homosexual, fantasy, lust, pornography, perversion, obscene music, poetry, occult sex, incest, rape, frigidity, bad dreams, drunkenness, drugs, and exposure in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you. We bind all of you in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over those spirits, especially coming down the family lines. We break their grip and hold in your life in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and cough, everybody. Deep breath and cough. In Jesus' name, cough those devils out in the name of Jesus. Cough them out. We bind seven times worse in Jesus' name. Cough those devils out. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. In the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and cough. In Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough in the name of Jesus Christ. Isha. Resta delle dio surro cosa della briche delle dio sutto la bri. Yarra kahale le dio ndera bri setere dia. Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in with the holy fire and burn those spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. Isha da rusuta. The magic touch, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Transference of evil spirits. You're bound in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough. Cough those spirits out in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we give you praise for setting your people free in Jesus' name. Come up and out of God's people. Come out of God's people. You don't have any right to be there. In the name of Jesus, you have no right to be there. Tonight, Brother Marshall is going to lead us in prayer. We're praying about the following. 60% of under 40-year-olds say that Jesus isn't the only way to salvation, that Jesus is equal to Buddha and Muhammad. We're praying about the COVID-19 Delta variant. We're praying about persons who are trapped in Afghanistan. We're praying about unvaccinated Delta Airlines staff who've been ordered to pay $200 a month in health insurance surcharge. We're asking the righteous judge for his judgment in this matter. We're releasing to the righteous judge the poor handling of the withdrawal of U.S. citizens from Afghanistan, and we're releasing to the Lord and asking for his intervention all over the world concerning the goods and services that are in shorter supply and homelessness all around the globe. Homelessness all around the globe. These are the things that we're trusting the Lord to move on as we pray tonight. Brother Marshall.
The Lord, you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you well.
Oh, praise God. I just want to make sure I know which phone. Okay. Thank you, Father, for hearing all these previous prayer requests and all the wonderful praise reports. I thank you, Father, for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. Thank you for your mercies that are new every day. Thank you for giving the Holy Spirit to help us to pray, but by the power of your spirit, Father, for it's not by human might or human power, it's by your spirit. And we thank you for the gift of your Son. Even Sabrina reminded us tonight from, where was that, in Romans 8:32, he withheld not his own Son, but gave him up for us all. How shall he not also with him also freely give us all things? Thank you for freely giving us all things, Lord. So we come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. And Jesus, in his word, is reminding us in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Lord, keep all of our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I thank you for Sabrina's message tonight that the Holy Ghost gave her. I thank you for teaching all of us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for teaching me. I thank you for this fast that we had the privilege of being on. I thank you for tapping me on the shoulders, as it were, and reminding me about, well, if I say I'm going to do it, then I'm going to do it. You're the Savior, Jesus. I can't save myself. You're the Savior. We ask you to, and you do answer prayers even before we finished asking. And I thank you for hearing all these. And you've heard the things that Bill had put in the chat room and Sabrina just listed, Father. So we hold them all up before your throne of grace in time of need because of the blood of the covenant. We ask for your mercy, Father God, for all the young people, 40 years and under, Father God, who think that Jesus is equal to Buddha and Muhammad. Father, we bind every one of those spirits of deception. We ask you to draw them with your loving kindness Say, why now? Why did Jesus hang on the cross? Muhammad didn't do that. Buddha didn't do that. What was necessary? What did he do? Couldn't they do some nice little religious ceremony or something? No. What was necessary? God had to come in the flesh to take the punishments in our flesh. Somebody perfect had to take the punishments for those of us who were not perfect. And I, from what the scripture says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's what the book says. So, Father, we ask you, Father God, to send the Holy Ghost to open their spiritual eyes. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, new and understanding hearts. In fact, all those have been interceding for, and we've been interceding for all the children repeatedly, Father. Yes, the little children and the big children, too. The people who are 39 might think they're all grown up. When I was almost 30, my brother was 38. I thought he was so grown up. Wow. But now that I'm considerably more mature in the natural, Father God, we know that we're all just children. We're your children. You don't have grandchildren. But you love all of us and our children and our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And we thank you for your faithfulness to 1,000 generations. We ask you, Father, for all the descendants of every believer and everyone we've been interceding for, because it is written in your word in Matthew 18:14, you don't even want one of these little ones to perish. So we ask you to save them from these spirits of deception. Satan, you are bound. The strong man is bound. Spirit of blindness is bound. The mind-blinding spirits are bound, because that's what it says in 2 Corinthians 4:4. That the God of this world comes to blind the minds of them who believe not. So we bind up mind-blinding spirit. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound. For you are subject unto us in the name above all names. Because of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, including your Satan and all your little underlings. Every one of your sly, slick little spirits of distraction. Oh, you got to look this way. No, look that way. You need to be so concerned with being all puffed up. Just like Satan, cut off. We bind every spirit of thinking, cut off. What the people have been, we bind every lying spirit being taught to the young people in the schools, whatever the kind of schools they're in, and universities. We bind up every one of those spirits of deception in Jesus' name. We cancel their assignments to each and every one. Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are perpetually bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit of deception, every spirit coming against, because it says in the Word of God, that the devil comes to deceive everybody. Now, he's deceived a lot of people. I know he's deceived me. He deceived the pastor of the church I used to be in, because before he became a pastor, he used to be in Freemasonry. He got to repent and get some deliverance, but he still thought it wasn't all that bad. Was he right or was he wrong? I don't know. Jesus is bigger than every devil. There's not a problem about that. What about that? Look at that. But Father, we ask you to deliver all of us from every lying spirit, including the spirits behind the so-called COVID-19 Delta variant, and whatever the game of that is, the spirits of mind control involved with that, Father, in Jesus' name, and all the spirits behind those being trapped in Afghanistan. What is that all about? Is that just a distraction from, oh, the election results are supposed to be released soon, at least they thought they were, from Arizona? Did they want people to hear something else? They would beat people to forget about, oh, maybe some people are just starting to hear about that. Oh, now we need to think about Afghanistan. Well, Afghanistan's a very serious issue. Even those people who love Joe Biden, and we loved every human being, but some people have nasty spirits in them. Most people, all of us have had nasty spirits at some point till we get to repent and get them cast out. But, Father, we do pray for those in authority, Father God. We ask you to save those that can be saved. Even as I was reminded that Pat Holliday said that Khrushchev, even though he said he's going to, the communism, was, when he was the UN was coming to the whole world, cut up, and it seems like they're trying to drag it into the United States, cut up with that, the spirit of communist dictatorship, even as they've manifested in different states, in New York State, in Michigan, in California, and other places, and several places, trying to put in this nonsense lockdown, Father. We ask you, Father God, to reveal what's really going on. Those things that are done in secret, you're going to reveal. You said you do that in Matthew 10:26. I think that's where it is, in Luke 12:2. So we ask you to bring to light the things that are really being done. Why is this so-called Delta variant? Some well-informed people think it's just side effects caused by the vaccine, since most of the people that seem to have this so-called Delta variant have been fully vaccinated. Maybe, but then again, I don't know. A lot of things I don't know. But, Father, we ask to deliver all those that are trapped in Afghanistan. Jesus came to set all the captives free in Jesus' name, even though the people in the so-called deep state, some people call them that, those connected with the New World Order agenda, Father God, who have only one thing in mind. They're just sort of like crocodiles. They just want their food. They're only interested in what they want and their bribes and whatever they can get and their They don't care about human beings because they think they're little gods in Jesus. And we ask you, Father God, to deliver those that can be delivered, especially those people in Afghanistan, especially United States citizens, but citizens from other nations, including the Afghans, that have served the Christian Americans, Father God, and many of them have served them very well, and some of them have other agendas. But those that can be delivered, we ask you to deliver them, Father, especially the Christians, Father God, because Jesus definitely came to set the captives free. He cannot lie. And it says that in your word, kind of what is that in Luke 4:18? Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So, Father, we ask in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. And Jesus said, if two of you on earth, in covenant with the Lord Jesus, if two of you on earth agree to such thing, anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. I've seen you answered many prayers, Father God, based on that scripture in Matthew 18:19. We've seen it happen here at Miracle Net Church many times. We ask to deliver those, especially those Christian Americans that are in Afghanistan and those coming into the body of Christ, no matter what their nationality is, Father God, because you are no respecter of persons. You love everybody. You love everybody. You love the people in Afghanistan people, Father God, as well as the Americans and everyone else, Father God, and the other people from other nations, people from the United Kingdom and other nations that are in that country. And why is it, Father God, that the heads of these other countries, they're working diligently to get their own citizens out, and were the people supposedly at the head of this country, whether they are or not, I don't really know. Some people, they call it the Biden regime, like it was not a legitimate regime, Father God, and I know we're getting our comeuppances, Father God, because I know the CIA in this country, we call the United States anyway, starting back with overturning the Shah of Iran, from what I heard, and many other countries that put in their puppet heads of different to serve them and not to serve the people. And we hear some people think that's what's going on here. I don't know. But, Father, we ask you to deliver what's the people, Father God, from the lying spirits and deceiving spirits, Father God, especially the citizens of the United States, Father God, wherever they are in harm's way, and all those that we prayed for before, all the missionaries from every nation that are in harm's way, we pray that you'll deliver them, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, in agreement, in Jesus' name, and all the unvaccinated Delta Airlines staff being ordered to pay this extra health insurance surcharge of $200 a month, we're in agreement with the prayers and with Sabrina and Bill and all the saints. They ask for your righteous judgment in this situation, Father God. And you said that we're supposed to obey the rules of the land, Father. And there was the judgment that came out after the Nazis tried to impose things on people against their will. Father God, what was that called? Kind of a set of evidence. I used to remember right off the top. Anyway, Father, we ask you to bring it to life, Father God. No one should be. We have in this nation the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We ask that the American citizens that are working for United Airlines and other airlines will have the liberty given to them by God, not removed by man, and that you'll not steal from them as well. We bind every stealing spirit from those in authority. Father God, we ask you to wake up those people at the different airlines and corporations, schools and universities, Father God, to know that, well, maybe some of the drug companies have this little blanket exemption if they're doing it in good faith, only if they're doing it in good faith. But, of course, if they're doing it willingly, they're open to lawsuit as well. But all the people at the Delta Airlines, United Airlines, different schools, universities, corporations, trying to force people to get vaccinated, they're open to lawsuit because they're trying to force somebody to do something against their will, and that is against the law. So, Father, we ask you to bring it to light that they are in serious jeopardy, the people that are making these decisions at these companies, almost as if they're part of a fascist regime where the companies are working together with the government, as we've seen in past history, Father. We ask you to bring to light and grant them the gifts of repentance if they can receive it, Father, in Jesus' name, and deliver all the people, especially those at Delta Airlines and all those that are holding up before you, and that this poor handling of the U.S. withdrawal from the citizens from Afghanistan, Father God, will be made clear what's really going on, Father God, and what's it is it just as it's time to remove Biden and put in Camila or whatever her name is, Father, in Jesus' name, whatever the agenda is from the deep state, Father God, we ask you to bring it to light what's really, really going on, Father God, in Jesus' name. And even those people that voted for Joe Biden thinking he was the best thing since sliced bread, Father God, even they're saying this is a big smudge on his reputation. In fact, it's more than a big smudge. It's a terrible thing. It's one of the most horrific things that's happened to this country. And why would we want to give Afghanistan's mineral rights to China? Could there be an agenda? Could there be some connection there? Maybe. I don't know everything. Father, we ask you to bring everything to light that needs to be brought to light and all the goods and services that are in shorter supply. Father, you said very simply in your word, the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. And I believe Sabrina reminded us of that from your word, Lord. I think, where was that? Matthew 6:25 and following. It says that we're not supposed to, that you provide, that the heathen are looking for these things. Where are we going to get our food? Where are we going to get our clothing? Well, you take care of the birds. How much more are you going to take care of your own children that you purchased with your own blood? And we do thank you for the spirit of adoption. We thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for all the amazing prayers. We thank you for speaking to your children, showing what you want each one of us to do. Help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I thank you for speaking to KK and all the saints and all the answers to the prayer requests, Father. I thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers because you're merciful and your mercies are new each and every day. Why is that? Because Jesus is I am. He said before Abraham was, I am. He's always, always been. He's from eternity past. It says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the same. He cannot change. And we thank you, Father, for hearing Jesus' intercession and the intercessions of the Holy Ghost, Father, and the intercessions of your blood-washed saints for all these people, especially the children in harm's way and all those in Afghanistan, Father God, and all the people, even as NK put in the prayer request for somebody who was a journalist who said he's there with his little child and his wife, and he doesn't see how he can get out of Afghanistan. Well, you can make a way where there doesn't seem to be a way, can't you? You've done it before. You've heard the prayer request of the saints, Father God, in Jesus' name, even as the saints prayed for Peter when he was in prison, and it looked like it was no way he could get out of there. But you say you're the angel of the Lord brought in light into that dark prison, and his chains fell off, and the iron gate opened of its own accord because you're the door, Lord Jesus, and you've given us the keys of the kingdom. It says wherever that is in Revelation 3:6 or somewhere around there. You've given us the keys of the kingdom. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus said, you said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We ask you to loose these people from the bondages of Satan, especially the spirit of ungodly fear, and send your warring angels to watch over all those in harm's way, Father God, in Jesus' name. Those in Afghanistan, those in this nation, Father God, in Jesus' name, those in danger from those with ungodly intent being brought into this nation from different places, Father God, in Jesus' name, and not just physically into this nation, but the effects of the planned and past so-called cyber attacks in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver us from every planned attack and wile and scheme of the enemy. And we speak confusion, division to enemy's camp, confusion, division to enemy's camp, division and confusion to enemy's camp, division and confusion to enemy's camp, and every witchcraft curse sent against each and every one of us and all of our family members and all the saints, including the saints that are in Afghanistan and all the saints wherever they are on the earth, are returned to at least symbol the heads of spirits of sin. Do those spirits they intend to do to us. In Jesus' name, we do decree and declare it. In Jesus' name, even according to the word of the living God, as it is written in Psalm 79:12, in Jesus' name, because you said that you even hasten your word to perform it, and we ask you to do so, Father, even as Sabrina was pleasantly surprised to find that you do hasten your word to perform it, and we thank you for the provision you made for her, providing for her financial situation, Father God, in Jesus' name, and the other situations with it, her cousin, whoever came to visit and blessing her. We thank you for the blessings to the many saints, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to cut us out of Kudaba. You said in your word on Psalm 79:12, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. Because Jesus said, what have you done to the least of these? You've done it unto me. That's for every member of the body of Christ. And some people truly believe that Donald Trump accepted Jesus on the campaign trail. He repented of his sins. He's still a work in progress, just like I am. But, Father, at those people that are railing against Donald Trump, those are people railing against those standing for the truth. God, I said, whoever they are, there's lots of different people standing for the truth as best they know how. And maybe they're not perfect either, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, I said, the many, many different people that are trying to get the truth out there, we ask you to deliver them from every tack and wile and scheme of the enemy, including from those gathering for this great potential revival coming forth in near St. Louis, Missouri, starting tomorrow, in Jesus' name, with other people gathering there to share the truth. and protect and deliver Mike Lindell. He's taken a hard hit financially, Father God, for standing for the truth. We ask you to deliver all those standing for the truth. And we speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouths of the enemy, and may only hear what Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants them to hear pertaining to each and every saint, and all that pertain to each and every one of us, and those that are standing for the truth, those that are coming into the body of Christ, and all the children, all those that the Lord is delivering and will deliver. We thank you, Lord, your arm is not too short to save. Your hand is not too short to deliver. We ask you to deliver all those in harm's way, and we thank you for doing so. You said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits? We shall take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And we ask you to do so and deliver us from all the side effects of COVID or what they're calling COVID. Of course, they never did isolate it. They're just using these so-called PCR tests, which even the inventor said they could never really diagnose anything. It's very interesting. And there is really no diagnosis for COVID variant, kind of Delta variant. There is no specific diagnosis. And it's just whatever it is. Propaganda, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I may be a nurse, but I don't know everything. It says in your word, Lord, he that dwelleth, help all of us to continue to abide, to dwell in the secret place. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, including the children in harm's way, those working for Delta Airlines, those in Afghanistan, those in this country, every one of the saints, not just Sabrina Sessions, not just Bill Pringle, all the saints, each and every one of them, in Jesus' name, including those who've lost their loved ones recently. I thank you, Lord, for hearing the prayers for them and comforting them and their families. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Without question, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence, from the raging epidemic. He will deliver us all, praise the Lord. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Oh, we don't have to be afraid anymore. Isn't that nice? Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Lord, you say there's a reward for the wicked. We know we ask you to give them an opportunity to repent, but if they don't, there's a reward for the wicked, it says in Psalm 91, verse 8. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, the habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Nope, nothing come nigh our dwelling. No plague of any kind, not even termites, nothing. Nothing, whatever people consider a plague, halitosis. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, thou shalt trample under feet. We love you, King Jesus. I love you, Heavenly Father. Love you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father, for showing how much you love us. It says in 1 John 4:10, for herein is love, not that we love you, but that he loved us and his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And in Romans 3:25, whom God set forth the propitiation through faith in his blood, and his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Thank you for giving us the remission of sins that are past. Bye-bye, sin. Bye-bye, ungodly fear. Bye-bye, pride. Bye-bye, presumption. Bye-bye, sin. Bye-bye, sin. Tomorrow. Bye-bye, idolatry. Bye-bye, righteousness. Lines that are gagging them up and can't speak to any one of us anymore. But we love you. We love you. That know thy name will put their trust in thee. Thou, Lord, shalt be with them and be with them. This is just start 40 years ago. You're still Lord. You are still my Father. Because you have known my name. Because you have known my name. Therefore, I will set him on high because you have known my name. Long life.
Some have called you Lord, but now they serve another.
We have a red rope that goes all the way to the third heaven, other than the one. And we hug on that little loved one. Tell the Father, that's the red rope. That's how we come before you, Father. Because of that blood and power. Mighty, mighty name.